There was a family who had a tradition that whenever the family would get together, whoever was hosting would cook a ham to serve at the family meal. And so, as part of this tradition, there was a recipe that had been handed down through the generations, a specific recipe. And so they would have this every time. Well, a young woman in the family, it was her turn to bake the ham for a family gathering. And so she got the recipe from her sister, and she was looking it over, making sure she had all the ingredients she needed and understood what needed to be done. And she noticed an odd instruction on the recipe. It said to cut off the end of the ham before baking it. She thought, well, that's strange. Why would we need to do that? And she thought about it, and she remembered having seen the end of the ham cut off other times when they had this meal together, but she hadn't thought much about it. Now she really didn't know why she needed to do that. So she asked her sister, who she got the recipe from. And the sister thought for a moment, and I don't know why we do that. Mom taught me to do it that way. So the young woman calls up her mom, says, Mom, I'm learning how to do the family ham, and it says to slice off the end of the ham. I don't know why we do that. Mom thinks about it for a while, and she says, oh, I don't know why we do it that way. My mom taught me to do it that way. So she calls up her grandma and asks the same question. Why do we cut off the end of the ham? Grandma thinks about it for a moment and says, I don't know. My mom taught me to do it that way. So it's a long living family, and so the young woman calls up her great-grandma and explains that, you know, I'm doing the family ham. Notice that it says to slice off the end of the ham. Why do we do that? I asked my sister, I asked my mom, I asked my grandma. No one really knows. Why do we slice off the end of the ham? My great-grandma kind of chuckles a little bit, and she says, oh, that's simple. The pan that I had was too small for the ham. And so somehow along the line in that tradition, all the recipes, all the ingredients, everything for that ham, another tradition kind of snuck in there and nobody really realized, based only on the fact that the pan was too small. But really, when you think about it, really not necessary for the ham to taste good. Really not a necessary part of there. It just kind of came out of necessity because of the pan that was that was being used. Now it could probably be changed to say something like, well, you know, if it cut the ham to fit the pan, whatever pan you use, or something like that. Not necessarily to get rid of that tradition, but the family needed to kind of stop and take a look at, like, okay, why do we do that? And there was a reason for it. In the gospel today, the Pharisees are taking different traditions that in and of themselves are okay, but they're trying to apply them, make others do them. They're not necessary for the people's salvation. They're things that the Pharisees themselves did, and so wanted to be able to pass on. These traditions that I'm talking about is what the gospel talks about, the washing of their hands, the washing of different utensils, cups, the jugs, kettles and beds, different things to be washed. And the idea here isn't that it was hygienic. The idea was to ritually purify so that nothing unclean happened that would prevent them from being able to worship. The idea was to be able to worship properly. The Old Testament has these rituals down, but they're mainly applied to the priests, the leaders of the Jewish people. They weren't really necessary for all the people to have to observe. Excuse me, but the the Pharisees started making everybody do it. And not only that, but they were really giving people a hard time if they didn't do it. For instance, the way that they start questioning Jesus' disciples for not washing their hands. Again, it wasn't a hygienic thing. It was simply they're saying, oh, well, your disciples are doing wrong in God's eyes because you're not washing your hands. You're not doing all these things perfectly. But Jesus points out, wait a minute. We need to look at where did this tradition come from? Why are we doing this? Points out that it's really not necessary that they purify everything to be able to worship God. Might be a good thing to pay attention to what we're doing. Is there anything holding us back from worshiping God? But it's really not necessary to have to all this minutia, all these different things that we washed everything, that everything is perfect. He points out even that if you that what comes from outside cannot defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. And so that what God has made is not unholy, is not unclean, but that what comes from humans can be unclean. And so Jesus is making that distinction. How does this apply to us? Well, we can look at some of our own traditions within the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not in any way saying that there's anything wrong with any of the traditions. I love the many traditions that we have within the church, our devotion to the saints, to Mary, all the many different devotionals, different things that we do in our faith to be closer to God, be closer to heaven. That's the entire point of those things, to get ourselves closer to heaven. But sometimes the temptation can be to, you know, oh, are we doing everything just right? Have we got everything down? Do we have the ham cut just perfectly for this recipe? Are we doing the right number of rosaries? Are we doing the right number of devotions and things? Are we doing everything just perfect? I think what Jesus is trying to tell us is that's not the point. Those are human things. Maybe it's good to be able to, for us, you know, maybe we have a particular devotion that we want to do more of or do something with it. That's fine. But the point is, are we doing God's will? Are we getting closer to God? Are we doing what He wants us to do? Are we focused more on the recipe, or are we focused on too much on how much to cut off on the ham? That sort of thing. God is calling us to truly be closer to Him, follow Him. Let us do that. So enter all the more into His loving relationship.